Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, we are always a world at war. Welcome tonight. This is the epic episode 128. It's our show theme, midterm election chaos tonight. It's our midterm election special, and we are broadcasting coast to coast and in 27 countries and counting. The start date tonight is November 10th, 2022 AD. The Barbarian is here. General Von Wehhunt at your service, America. As I've told you before, we will speak the truth wherever we find it, rest assured. Good evening to all in Radio Land. Good evening, America. It's a dark and stormy night out there. Especially if you're in Florida on the East Coast tonight, as Hurricane Nicole is slamming the East Coast of these United States. The nation is also under siege by Atlantic hurricanes and by Joe Biden and his Communist Democrat Party and by the midterm elections. My shock troops surround the studio tonight with machine guns drawn, out to protect our very powerful message to the nation and beyond from any foes that may attempt a break-in to the studio tonight or to stop us from broadcasting our very powerful Enigma code message as we broadcast each week, Thursday nights, coast to coast. This is how it sounds when I entered the legendary radio studio tonight.
Im Namen aller Anwesenden, ich freue darüber zum Ausdruck zu bringen, dass Sie, Herr Feldmarschall von Rundstedt, wieder zum Oberbefehlshaber der Westreitkräfte ernannt worden sind.
Sparen Sie Reden für die Siegesfeier und kommen wir gleich zur Sache. Luftwaffenstärke?
Luftwaffenstärke, Feldmarschall.
Kurz, bitte.
Yes, I am your Field Marshal on the radio, and tonight is our midterm election show special. We will get into it. We will discuss the nitty-gritty, as they say. We will talk about the players. We will talk about the potential for fraud. We will talk about the talkers and the stalkers on the campaign trail. The Maricopa County, Arizona tabulation machines and those in Nevada and across the nation. We will discuss the candidates for higher office. The money trail, wherever it leads us. The complicit and guilty TV media. Even the political consultant class. We will get into all of it tonight, rest assured. This is the monologue. If you want to call in tonight after the monologue, new callers get first in line over our awesome regulars. That number is 563-999-3437 if you wish to opine or have some conjecture, having a conversation with your host and with the very large radio audience. Well, we know that the government is the virus. The media is how it spreads. The people's behavior is the pandemic. They are in panic mode. And once again, common sense is always the cure, my friends. Now, many people are on the internet. There's a lot of talking back and forth. On my show, we take all that talk, all that conjecture, all those conspiracy theories, all that chatter in the news outlets. We will condense it on this show into a 2 to 2.5 hour program each week. It's what we do here. It's what we're good at. Now, on a lot of TV shows, or even radio shows, there are many glib, highly articulate people. My best results don't always come from being super fast or super articulate. I'm more of a deeper thinker. Well, I can talk fast when I want to. I like to slow it down on this show as we draw in the enemy, as we digest and contemplate the week's news. So a lot of people who are on the show or who listen to it are used to the typical Rhino talk show. They're very quick. Lots of chatter, lots of talk, lots of ads, but you leave, it's kind of like that fast food meal. It tastes so good when it's going, but afterwards, it doesn't feel so great. You're still hungry for more. You don't quite get it yet, and you've got some nausea in your stomach. Well, my show is on purposely designed to be much different than that. Now, a lot of people have made predictions on this election. There's a lot of glib talkers that are out there on the TV and the radio. My best advice to everyone out there in radio land is just because somebody talks very fast or is super articulate. Some of these guys and gals can do some massive tongue twisters in the blink of an eye. Amazing. Doesn't mean that's wisdom. Doesn't mean that they're right just because they don't stutter or stammer or they don't ever make a mistake. They're almost flawless. They're overly perfect. Nothing wrong with having perfection in your chosen profession. But my point that I'm trying to make to you is I went back and researched a lot of their so-called predictions of other talking heads. And they fall very short of being accurate. Very short. Now, you do your own research. We're not going to name names on my show. We try to avoid that for obvious reasons. But you'll notice this as you go along. Now, I told you all weeks ago, months ago, I was correct yet again that there would be no red wave. Everyone thought I was crazy. Fonz, you don't get it. There's $5, $6 a gallon gas out there. Biden's the most unpopular president in American history. We're about to have a war with China or with Russia. No one likes that. Don't you see, Vaughn? The people will rally because they have to rally around the Republicans. Who else are they going to vote for? What else are they going to do? Well, it all sounds well and fine. Good points all. I agree with them all. However, with one caveat, the most important caveat is that, I told you before, never underestimate the Democrats' ability to cheat or defraud you out of your candidate, or how many of them are in the country. Half this nation or more is definitely Democrat slash independent slash whatever slash Marxist slash communist. Trust me, they're out there. And yes, they do vote. These people will come out of the woodwork. And you say, well, how can that be? How can this ever happen? I just don't get it, man. I'll tell you, we'll talk about many theories tonight. It's a multifaceted problem in this great country. Common sense is what America, number one, does not have. So when people tell me it's just common sense, they have to vote Republican. Don't you get it, Vaughn? I go, look, man. I've had many people that have blown up my phone, and we've had some great conversations, and I love it because I'm a political junkie at heart. And all spot-on comments by many people this past week, which has been great. I enjoy it. But what most people don't understand is that the Democrat Party is a cult. It's not your typical political party. Democrats will walk on hot coals, I'll put it to you this way, to vote for blue, to vote for their Democrat candidate. Democrats will stand in line 4 or 5 hours to vote for dead candidates, which happened up in Pennsylvania. They voted for a dead candidate, and the candidate won. Not only do dead people vote in elections for the Democrats, they also vote for dead candidates. They are the party of death. They have a culture of death. We'll get into that too. So my point to you is the Democrats are hardcore. They will vote for their candidates no matter if it's Satan himself. If he was a Democrat candidate, I guarantee you, I'll put money on it, that over 50% of the country, that Satan would probably win the election of the presidency of the United States. I would bet money on it. You see, how can that be? I'm telling you. Democrats will always vote blue. It takes, their brains are not fully developed yet. They're not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Many of them could have graduate degrees, master's degrees even, multiple degrees, PhDs. PhD stands for piled high and deep. When I was in college at Purdue, I'm all for college. I have a great degree from Purdue University. However, college isn't for everybody. But getting back to the point at hand, that in college, it's about academia, it's about learning. But one thing about the Democrats I've always noticed, they can be an engineer. They can be a great doctor. They could be a guy that makes widgets. Very inventive people at times. But when it comes to politics, that part of their brain has been indoctrinated off limits to outside influences. That's us, our callers, and the radio show. We are a free speech forum and of common sense. Their political part of their brain is compartmentalized, and no one can get to it. It's like Fort Knox, surrounded by 3 armored divisions, and they never let the sun shine in. They never take in any other information. Their mind's made up, and what it makes it worse when they're overeducated to see these women on TV. I have 5 degrees, and I'm a bitch, she'll say, but I'm going to vote Democrat. Damn right. Can't look. In a cult, they're called the true believers. You can never change a true believer. You can try, but many of your attempts will be in vain. Trust me on this. The Democrats are true believers. I sometimes wish the Republicans were more like that, where they would walk on hot coals to vote for their candidate. They tend to eat their young. Republicans tend to cut and run at the first sign of trouble. That's because they call themselves conservatives. The conservatives used to be something and mean something in America. Now they're jokingly called cuckservatives because they run at the first sign of trouble. In America, your greatest sin is your weakness. That's why I'm a nationalist. I have many conservative qualities, but I also have the fortitude to carry things through. I don't cut and run at the first sign of trouble. But this is the big distinction between the parties that I've noticed over my short time on planet, or is it called Planet X? We'll find out. Well, tonight we have a great show for you, as we've said. We're so glad you're here. Now, some people are on the internet and social media saying that President Joe Biden is acting like an alien. He's been on TV gloating about the midterm elections. Is Joe Biden an alien, as some suggest? Or is Joe Biden a skinwalker, perhaps? Or maybe a cyborg? Inquiring minds want to know. Is this the same Joe Biden that we grew up with? Or an imposter? Many internet memes are out there suggesting that he is someone very different. But as they always say in radio, only the shadow knows, America. Only the shadow knows. Oh, yes. Tonight, again, this is our midterm election chaos theme tonight. Well, back in the day, here's a quote for you, Mr. and Mrs. America. If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of almighty freedom. Go home from us now in peace. We ask not your counsel or arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you, and may your chains set and rest lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever one of our countrymen. Guess who said that? Samuel Adams, American Revolutionary Patriot. Not the beer, but the man. 1776. Well, as I said, the rabid Democrats are a political cult. That's what you need to know. They will vote for dead people, and they will do what they're told to do by their political elites. We on our side of the ledger, we are the Lions, the Patriots. We are the ones that get up every day and work, build the nation. We're builders. We want peace and tranquility in our day. We want a better country. That's what this show is about. But this nation, I've told you before, may not hold together. I've told you many, many times that. When this country was started, never forget to reiterate what Benjamin Franklin said as he was talked to by the young Washington, D.C., Philadelphia press corps. Benjamin Franklin, what are you guys doing there in the Continental Congress? What's going on, man? Do tell. Benjamin Franklin looked at them with his wry smile. Love that guy. And he said, we gave you a republic if you can keep it. We are the American experiment. And all experiments end sooner or later. So balkanization could come in America's future. We are already split, deeply divided. We've always been split, though. Don't let the media whine and bitch about that. This nation has been split from day one. We've had shows on that before, too. I'll prove it to you. During the American Revolution, did you know that only 3% of the colonists fought in the war effort? And only 20% of the colonists, only 20% supported the young American Republic. 80% did not. Had we had democracy back in 1776, we would have never got off the ground. We would have never been a country. All you need is the 3%. We are 3%ers on this show. We're proud of that. But what happened back then through time immortal and now? Every now and then, the lion, the patriot lion, needs to show the political hyenas and jackals, or British king, who he is. Because the prelude to war is always very interesting to me. The strong men start a country and the weak men tear it apart. Never forget that. And the jackals and the hyenas nip at the lion's toes and they eat his food and they trespass on his domain until one day things break apart and go wild. Even the wild safari buffalo has no chance against the ravenous, ferocious lion when he's on the hunt. Because that buffalo will be crushed and eaten alive. And there is no stopping the lion when he's on the rampage. They sit there on the African safari. They're hot. You don't want to move. The jackals and hyenas encroach and encroach and encroach. Move on his domain. And he gets up and he tears them all to shreds. That is the lesson of history. That's why I told you right now you need to protect yourself and your family. Self-segregate. I mentioned that many times. Self-balkanize. Now is the time. If you need to make a move, you're surrounded by enemies. You're surrounded by people who don't like you, who want to kill you, or maybe that could be your own family. Who knows? You need to move and relocate to a better part of the country where you can be safe and secure and really do what the Constitution said. It was the pursuit of happiness. All this war talk and civil war talk is out there. It's all legit. Civil unrest. We've already seen that in recent years. But I say prepare for it, but also self-balkanize. Get away from problem areas now. You'd be glad you did. Trust me. Well, may we never forget while talking about that. Remember Trump? Just a few years ago, right? Well, when Trump's White House was under siege in the summer of 2020, The national TV Democrat media, they really didn't care, did they? The lights inside were barely turned on as mobs of protesters from the left surrounded the White House when they rioted in Washington, D.C. Many of you have forgotten this, but I haven't. And as a security precaution, the White House went code black. Several fires were lit by Democrat protesters near the White House in the summer of 2020. The leftist protesters and the police clashed in the Washington, D.C. streets. And the media just told you, oh, it's just another peaceful protest. No big deal. Nothing to see here. Keep on walking. Right? Well, that's what they said. But was that the real insurrection? We'll never forget that. It was plastered on CNN and Fox News. The country was torched right in front of your eyes. And they had the gall and the nerve to say that it was the Democrats who somehow loved democracy and protected it. Back then it was the right wing and the silent majority in 2020 who really stood up for their republic and our precious, quote, democracy. And one more thing. You'll always notice that the Democrats always use the word democracy, never the word republic. We are a constitutional republic, representative republic. Democracy is what they want. It's not what we are. We did not fight a war in 1776 for mob rule, which is democracy. And I'll tell you something else. Most democracies don't make it, and they fail miserably throughout history. We have a stronger form of government being a constitutional republic. Never forget that. Oh, yes. Well, I told advise all of you that there would not be any red wave during the midterm election. It's a mixed bag is what we're seeing. Now, I'm glad that Rubio won in Florida. We have Kemp, who beat back Stacey Abrams in Georgia. Thank God. We've got some Abbott, who beat back Beto in Texas. Thank God for that one, too. We have some successes that are out there. And as I was watching the election returns, I knew that the Kerry Lake group was at the Scottsdale Resort and didn't make it over for that, but I made her last rally before then. You know, she is the best alternative, let me tell you, it's from Katie Hobbs. There's nobody else I think Carrie Lake, it was one of her planks in her governor's race, that she will revamp completely our Arizona election procedures and machines and get down to the nitty-gritty details of all of that. And that's what we really need in the country right now, especially in Arizona. There's many states that are counting votes tonight. Many states, not just Arizona, Nevada. There's others back in the Midwest. I think Wisconsin's still doing some. Georgia's still doing some. They have a runoff there with Herschel Walker and Warnock. And he goes on and on and on. But there's a lot of races that are being counted. They do need to streamline these procedures, that's for sure. But again, the Von Wien Show is the tip of the spear. I told you all, if you listen to this show, you'll be way ahead of all the other Rhino talk shows and the people who are very glib, the TV, slick back hair guys that will tell you this and tell you that. All these pundits and talking heads, I used to sort of smirk and roll my eyes and say, we're going to have a red wave. We're going to have 40 seats in the House. We're going to Trump Pelosi. Then we're going to have 5 to 8 or 10 seats in the Senate. I used to go, what are you smoking? Because one, I know the Democrat Party. You have to know your enemy. I'm in a war here. You have to know, I know my enemy. I study them. I stalk them. I research them. I find out what they're all about. Get into their mind, the average stupid Democrat voter. It's not hard to do, but you do have to lower your IQ quite a bit to get into that weird squirrel brain that they have. And the one thing I give them credit for, I always give credit where credit is due. They do have dedication to their cause. Now, the ultimate goal of the Democrat Party, I'll just clue you in on my show, is not just to bring in more Democrats into office for eternity. The ultimate goal of the Democrat Party is to bring in Marxism and a soft form of communism into America. They know they have to do these things incrementally and slowly. Now, their people will go along with it. You think I'm crazy? No, they will. I'm telling you. The Democrats will follow their leaders to the abyss and beyond. Now, once they get to soft communism in America, this may be in our lifetime, I think it will, or not too far beyond, they're going to go, it's going to turn hard. The soft communism will turn very hard. That's when they're going to have their gulags and their purges. We may see that in this country sooner rather than later. I hope we don't. It's not what we wish for. But either way, we're prepared for any eventuality. But if you look at the politics throughout nations, throughout history and millennia, that is the end goal of the Democrat Party. That's what they want. They'll never admit it. They'll never come out and say that's what they want. It really is what they want. They want you to have no property rights, America. They want to impoverish you. They want to penalize you. They want to lock you up. They want a social credit score. They want to not give you a job because you have a low credit score. They want to, lock you up on any whim. They want to restrict and censor your free speech rights. They don't want you to have any money. They want to go to a cashless society, digital federal ID currency. They want to ship you off to wars, kill you and your family. You come back in body bags, and that's the future that they represent. If you're a white American in the suburb, they want you to definitely be a minority. They want, in their fantasy, they would love to have 80 or 90% America, brown, black, yellow, whatever, purple, anybody other than white European. They want to bring in more black, more brown, to be blunt, into America. This is why they left the border open, wide open. They want, no matter how many kids you have, you cannot outproduce millions of third worlders who procreate like rabbits. And their women will have 8 to 10 kids to our women who have one, two, or three. Those numbers are unsustainable. And eventually you will be overwhelmed. That's why now self-balkanize. Get into positions where you're safe, secure. Relocate now while you still can. I'm saying that for years. Well, all the advice to vote, you know, one guy said that, well, this voting thing is great. He said, it's just wonderful. But let's face facts. He said, we're all just waiting for the real fighting to start and commence. Well, we don't want that to happen to America. So I know that war is hell. I'm an old soul. I've probably lived on this planet many times. I fought many wars, from the Roman Wars to the Greek Wars. I have dreams of war. And we're a world at war, whether we like it or not. Now, my advice to all Americans was to get out there and vote, of course, last week. Because I say this, if dead people can do it, so can you. And don't forget, America, when you kicked them out of office, the Democrats were willing to risk nuclear war so they can money launder our taxpayer dollars through the Ukraine. Allegedly, of course. This isn't a political party that you are kicking out of office or that we try to. It's a criminal cartel with a political propaganda media wing. We'll get into much more of this tonight. Put your crash helmets on, strap in for a wild ride. You have reached the Radio Octagon. You have reached the Von Wehhant Show.
I'm taking the plane up tonight.
right. Love that. Got nothing coming, America. Well, the midterm elections are chaotic, but don't go by what the media tells you. This is the conventional wisdom, that the candidates were subpar on the Republican side. I don't think so. I don't think our candidates were subpar at all. We had, in Arizona, we had Carrie Lake, a TV anchor, very glib, very media savvy, the kind of person who's conservative. Now, she isn't perfect, but she's a hell of a lot better than Katie Hobbs. So, again, we're given the stark choice, right? She did a great job. Blake Masters came up out of nowhere, and he's really catching up to Mark Kelly, though I think Mark Kelly's going to win, unfortunately. But my point in bringing these two up and others like them is it's what they said that kind of sunk them during the campaign. Let me explain. There's two things that if you're a young, I'll put it to you this way. If you're a young candidate and you're listening to this show to find out what the right wing thinks, maybe you're a young guy in college. You're a young Republican. You want to run for governor someday or state senator or maybe congressman, what have you. You need to write these words down because I should be your political consultant. And by the way, if anyone out there is running for office who wants the wisdom of the Von Wien Show, contact me at vonwienshow@gmail.com. We've had people who've wanted me to maybe give a speech or show up at some event. Contact me at vonwienshow@gmail.com. I will charge nominal fee and, of course, for my travel expenses. But if I can be there, I'll damn well try to be there. So just keep that in mind. Had a few inquiries about that. But Carrie Lake is a woman, obviously. And she said during the campaign two things that I think really hurt her. One, she said, and I love Carrie Lake. Don't get me wrong. I voted for her. I have no problem saying that. She said that we need to fire the federal government. At one of her rallies, when she first started, she was said it a few times. Well, to the media, they made mincemeat out of that comment that we need to fire the federal government. There will always be a federal government in some capacity. Hate to say it, but it sounded a bit like amateur hour. I knew what she meant. We know what she means. She wants to scale down the government big time, and we do too. But my point is, if you're not a conservative, not a right-wing person, not a nationalist of any stripe and or Republican, you don't know what she means by saying that you really think she's going to succeed and fire the entire federal government. Here's the problem. You're getting checks from the federal government. When somebody says that, it scares the living bejesus out of people. And they really think you're going to cut off their funding. There's Social Security checks, things like that. And so that's one verbal altercation I would have never said. And I would have counseled her against it. The other thing that she did was she mentioned the abortion thing. And we all know I am pro-life on record. I am against abortion only in limited cases. I do not believe it is really health care. It's a medical procedure to end a life. But having said that, it is needed by, I wouldn't even get involved with that. That's an issue between a woman, her doctor, her church, and her family. If you're on the campaign trail, especially the women today, the young women today, 20s, 30s, 40s, look at them at the Starbucks. Look at them at the mall. They're all tatted up. They've all probably had two or three abortions. Maybe they've had two or three husbands, two or three kids from a few guys. Who knows? My point is, this is the 1950 or even 1960 or even 1980. People have changed. Women have changed dramatically. So when a woman comes up there and says, We're going back to allegedly an 1880 law in Arizona, which severely restricted abortion. The women went nuts. They went crazy. And a lot of them who were independents went to Katie Hobbs here in Arizona. It's my analysis of the Carrie Lake campaign, which she ran a great campaign. We're praising her, but the reason why she should be 5 points ahead is what I'm saying over Katie Hobbs. But she's not. She's trailing, wishing for these ballot drops to put her over the edge, over the finish line. Well, many of you don't know that in Maricopa County, where they're counting the ballots, the Maricopa County Elections Building is right next to the Democrat headquarters here in Phoenix. Yes, look it up. I did. They're right next to each other. Is that collusion? Well, you be the judge, but that's what's going on. In my humble opinion, those two things I think really hurt Carrie Lake across the state. And these young career women, you know, I don't care, even the right-wing ones will, you know, even they might have had an abortion or two. You don't know. We've had 60 million abortions or more since 1970, believe it or not. It's a lot of people. So I think that's what kind of put a damper on her campaign early on. The female vote, I think Carrie could have used a lot more women voting for her. But I think those women went to Katie Hobbs. Not all, but a lot of them did. Now, when it comes to Blake Masters, moving on. He also made some comments at campaign rallies here in town. Oh, I supported him. I wanted him to win over Mark Kelly. Hope he does, but it looks like Kelly will pull out the win. But Blake Masters said, you know, hey, guys, let's cut the cord on Social Security. Let's privatize it. As he's talking to seniors, people who get checks, people in the crowd that were, you know, of retirement age, not us, of course. I'm going, that is a bonehead move. And again, amateur hour. If you're a politician, you never get on camera, because what they did was they took those sound bites of Blake Masters and Carrie Lake. The Democrat Party in this state did not campaign. They sat back and they just had the leftist liberal wing money. And they ran those ads here 24 hours a day. I was seeing 10, 12 ads a day where Blake Masters said, hey guys, we got to cut the cord sometime. Let's cut that. Let's cut out those government checks. It's time. Then you go to the next ad. Carrie Lake, we have to fire the entire federal government and there should be no abortion. Well, I agree with her in theory, but in practicality, I'm a political pragmatist. Women are going to get abortions. And those two things, their Social Security, their government checks, stay away from that. All you want to do about that is say, we will protect it and move on. You don't want to be rehashing that. And when it comes to abortion, what you want to say is, hey, I know the media wants to talk about abortion because they're Democrats, but I want to talk about $5 a gallon gas. I want to talk about the border. I want to talk about the coming war with China or Russia. I want to talk about inflation, things that are more pocketbook issues. That's where we do well. That's where we excel. Republicans out there, don't attack any sacred cow like the retirement system in this country. Don't attack the abortion issue. It's a cultural issue. I know the social culture people love it. The problem is you're not the majority in the country anymore. You should be, but you're not. I deal with facts as they are on the ground. And with that, let's get to some phone calls here. Let's get to the gladiator in North Phoenix tonight. How are you doing, sir? Welcome to the Von Wiegand Show.
How are we doing, man? Is this election over?
No, still going on, man. Still going on. It's raging.
It'll be what, December 1st when we find out who won?
I think so. The way it's going, sure.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, so getting to some of your comments, you know, it's true. Here in Arizona, so.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. All Katie Hobbs did, so not a lot of people know that Kari Lake and Katie Hobbs did not have a debate. Neither did Mark Kelly and Blake Masters. So Kari Lake and Blake Masters both said to their opponents, look, we're going to let your campaign debate me, and I'll do it this way. Your campaign writes the questions. You can get the hardest left-wing media person to ask me those questions. I will give the answers to those questions, and you can have your rebuttal time. And when your rebuttal is done, let them ask me another question.
Right.
I won't even go for a second movement on the question. I won't rebuke your rebuttal. And Kelly Hobbs and Mark Kelly said, nope, I'm not going to debate you. And
that's
because
right.
they didn't even run a campaign. They didn't have any rallies. They held no campaign schedule whatsoever, no events. They sat at home like Joe Biden when he sat in his basement, and he let the Republicans, so Kari Lake and Blake Masters, whatever they said, just like they put on the commercials, they let them talk themselves out of the majority of the votes, and they're both in dead heat races, counting votes. Every vote drop, there's like still 400,000 or 350,000 votes to be counted, and they're both in these like 10,000 swing, you know, areas of separation. And it's ridiculous. The same thing happened to Herschel Walker in Georgia. 1,400 women come forward and say, he brought me to an abortion clinic to get an abortion. I mean,
that's right.
every day it was somebody new. You know?
I know. Every day a new woman popped up, man. That was amazing.
So,
Herschel even bit me out there in Georgia.
Well, whoever was his campaign manager should have said, look, give me all the good and the bad and the ugly. Have you ever gotten a woman pregnant and clearly paid for the abortion? Have you ever got a woman pregnant and suggested she get an abortion before cell phones were invented? Like, anything going to pop up? Because if that's the case, you can't go hard right on abortion. You got to say, it's up to the woman. That's all you can say. That's the only line you get. It's up to the woman. Now, let's talk about paying, you know, 25% more for your groceries. Gas is $4, $5, $6 a gallon, depending upon the state you're in. It's just, you know, it's just super ridiculous, right?
Right.
The Republicans today, and those statements were all said in the primaries, where they thought they had to go hard right in the primaries, but everywhere you go, there's going to be a Democrat with a cell phone who's going to make a video of this. And
that's
share
right.
It with the media. Now, once they won the nominations, they didn't say that stuff. But when you're going up against other Republicans, if you're not the far, 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 farthest right, you're not going to win the nomination in this country.
Right.
Whether Trump shows up for you or not, it doesn't matter. So you can't talk your way out. You know, you can't talk your way into winning the primary because you're going to talk your way out of the general election, which, you know, not a lot of politicians understand, and neither do their campaign managers. We talked about this last night. I used to be in that industry writing speeches for candidates and, you know, almost took over a campaign, you know, in California. Mm-hmm. So, you know, these candidates are not educated by those around them correctly. And, you know, once you're at the end of the campaign and it's like a week before the campaign or 3 days before the campaign, really, you want 72 hours because they can't get a commercial up fast enough.
That's right.
To stop it from happening, that's when you can blow the doors off, say anything you want with 72 hours to go. Blow it out.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get the media, they can't buy the media that fast and get the commercial made and into their hands for distribution before Election Day. So it's too late. But you can energize those that are going to the polls on Election Day by talking to them 1, 2, 3 days before. No politician understands that timeline. It's just super stupid. We were also talking about, like, you know, we both agree, like, the Democrats mostly will vote for home, right? I mean, they're all afraid of getting COVID, right? So they don't even want to go to the voting booths, right? I like going to the voting booth. I like going to my church in here in my neighborhood. I like showing my voter registration. I like talking to the really pretty women in the room, who are mostly all the Republicans, and you know, seeing which one I can get a date from, and I want to go into that booth, you know, guarded by three, you know, stanchions, and I want to make my selections, and I want to walk it over to the machine and run it through and ask them for a receipt, and watch everybody laugh. You know, but I am doing that because I enjoy my freedom to put that vote out. If I mail it in, I don't know that the envelope's going to get goddamn open. Remember during COVID 2020, the mail person, right? I think it was mail person. I don't think it was mail man. It was mail woman. But call them a mail person. I don't know what's politically incorrect.
A mail neutral now. They could be in transition.
Yeah, that's true. How about
you know, you never know.
A male person piece of crap, because they backed the truck up to a dumpster at a Walmart and they threw all the mail-in ballots in the dumpster and didn't know that Walmart had a video on them.
That's right.
Like, had a camera.
I remember that.
Remember that? So that's why I'm like, I remember seen the mail-in ballot. I don't trust whose hands it's going to get into, because it doesn't actually – I don't think most of them ever make it, because they don't even care, the mail people. If they're a Democrat, they don't know which one's a Republican or Democrat. They're just throwing them away.
They don't want to take a chance. That's right.
So they don't want to take a chance that there's more Republican votes in there if they're a Democrat or vice versa, right? So, you know, I enjoy the process, let's say, right? So I'm wondering – now, I go to the grocery store, you know, and instead of paying, I used to be able to go to this place over here called Winco. It's an employee-owned business, right? All the employees get a share of the profit per location. Prices are low. I used to walk out of there with a full cart. I'm talking a full bloody cart, right? Water cases underneath, three water cases underneath, filled to the brim, not overloaded, but filled to the brim with bags. $65-70.
Yeah.
I went the other day. I always get the exact, you know me, I'm a man of routine. I get the exact same items. All the damn, I eat a pretty strict diet. And it's the same shit. I can't make a different choice in there. There's, you know, it's not, you know, super Costco. There's not 94 choices, right?
Right.
I paid for the same exact items $97. That's a 58% rise. You know, they're saying, well, chicken's up 30, you know, 30%, 20%. Bullshit. Milk is $5 a gallon. That's a 100% rise.
Yeah, it was $2.50 about a year ago. Yeah.
$2.50. So
$2.50, man.
I buy 4 or 5 packs of 18 eggs. I used to pay $1.25 each 18 egg pack, each one, $3.90. That's 200% rise. So I don't know where. So here's my thing, right? $5. I pay, you know, I pay $5.20 for my premium gas, and I used to pay $1.85, right? So
right.
I'm motivated. I'm a Republican. I'm motivated to get up on election day, go do my voting, because I want to crush those prices down. Because the only tool in the hands of the Democrats is interest rate rising. Yeah, 3.75% interest rates, you know, that's risen in 6 months. That's a record. We're going to do another three-quarter point jump. That's going to be 4.5 in 7 months. I mean, the good news is, you know, consumer prices only jumped 7.7%. What? That's the good news? What do you mean consumer prices only jumped 7.7%? Yeah, compared to last October. This October was only 7.7. I'm like, yeah, but you don't understand. We're doing like 7-8 points a month every single month. Now you multiply that by 12, that's 96%. That's why milk is double, gas is double. Everything's double, folks. It's not 20% or 30% higher. It's a double. A friend of mine said, he said, no. I buy my gas at Walmart. I only paid $4. And I'm like, are you going to give Joe Biden credit for that $4? That's a double. That's a double.
That's right.
You buy the cheap unleaded. You used to pay $1.50. It's more than double. And you're saying $4 is okay? It's like palatable to you now? Did they just twist your mind? I'm in the car having a conversation.
Sure.
You know, like I don't even know the person sitting next to me. Like, you got brainwashed, dude. Stop. I wanted to smack
him
in the head.
That's right. Mental programming. They got brainwashed. And now they're taught that $4 and $5 a gallon's good. See, it's all wonderful under Biden in our socialist, communist, Marxist utopia.
Right. So, my question is this. We got people coming over the border, and they're complaining about abortion, blah, blah, blah. So what? Why in the hell are these 90-point intelligent quotient people, intelligent quotient is IQ for the layman.
Right.
Why are they motivated to go to the polls on Tuesday to make a vote for a Democrat to keep $5 milk, $5
They're brainwashed.
Gas.
They're a cult, man. Like I said, they are true believers. They will vote blue to the end of time. Gas could be $10 a gallon. Milk could be $20 a gallon. They will do it because it's what they've been told to do. They won't like it, but they'll do it. And they will crawl to the polls, and they'll hit that damn freaking blue lever every time.
Every time.
Really, in my country, Democrats should not be allowed to vote, period.
So,
I'm serious.
And they're also going to the polls with some stupid motivation of saying, hey, it's okay if you're a Honduran woman, El Salvadoran, Venezuelan woman, and you step over the border at the Rio Grande, drop your baby out of your womb because, you know, they don't have abortions in Mexico or Honduras or Venezuela. Everybody goes through the pregnancy and births their children, and they drop them over the border. They'll literally have the baby right there at the border, cut the cord, and point to the border patrol.
They do.
There's a newborn baby here, and then once the Border Patrol person touches that baby, they say, oh, by the way, it's me, my uncle, my cousin, my brother, look, we're all here. There's only 18 more of us.
We're
all
here.
Migrating.
You have to take care of us. We're moving
That's
in.
Right.
We're moving in, man.
Because,
it's like in-laws that you don't want to move into your house. They go, we're here. They bang on America's door. We're here. You got to take care of us. We are coming in. Suitcases
all
are packed,
because,
baby. We're right on your front doorstep.
But all because the Democrats are okay with saying if the woman steps over the border and drops the baby out of her womb on U.S. soil, that baby's a U.S. citizen?
Yeah.
And now the whole family, they do string migration? I mean, we end up with one family, check this out, one Mexican family The woman crossed the border, gave birth. One Mexican family string migrated. Are you ready for this? It's on record with the U.S. government. 91 family members came in off of that one baby, who, and she gave birth literally like 20 feet over the border. 91.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 91 on one baby drop. And
oh, yeah.
And the Democrat,
oh, yeah.
The Democrat voter not only motivated to pay double the cost of living, double the cost of living. I mean, I don't know about you, but my salary didn't double at my company.
Right. No.
You know, maybe the Democrats all get double salaries. I'm not sure. I don't know where they're getting the money. I do see like a boatload of Teslas on the road. And I don't know, to me, spending $200,000 on a car is kind of ridiculous. It's stupid. They don't pay cash. They put like $60,000 down. They finance $140,000. And the payment on that is like $2,500 a month. Plus the insurance is another $1,000. They're paying $3,500 a month for a car, but they got their $8,000 tax credit coming up next year. That's a bonus. And then it's funny because I was going to Home Depot to get some tools for my ranch, and I saw this Tesla. Me and my business partner saw like 8 Teslas on the drive from our ranch to Home Depot, and it's not that far. And I'm like, holy shit, we just saw like $1.5 million worth of cars. And
right.
We pull in the parking lot. We pull in the parking lot next to a Tesla. I get out, and I go, best day ever. Best day ever, everybody. Come on over. I started waving people over. My business partner gets out, and he looks at the car, and he starts cracking up. I said, we're looking at about $100,000 worth of damage here. Right? And everybody's like, what? I go, look at this idiot. He spent $200,000, and he crashed the damn thing, and half it's broken. It's $100,000 worth of body work. And everybody's like, what? What do you mean? I'm like, folks, this is a ridiculous $200,000 car. Look at this car.
Right.
They had duct tape holding it together. I was like, best day ever. And then we're walking in, and we're only in one section where there's only one more car. And I could tell it was his. I mean, this guy just looked left wing right from the start. And I forget
what
he
looked.
He had,
don't
like,
they?
Yeah. He had paper towels and cleaner in his hand. Not, you know, like we're buying drill bits and like – self-sinking screw. I mean, we're buying, you know, paint. This guy goes in to buy toilet paper and some tampons or something, whatever, cleaning. and I
of
know
course
him,
he
and
is a Democrat. That's what Democrats
started,
do, damn it.
And I started cracking
Democrat
up.
Men buy tampons.
Right? And I looked at my business partner's like, you're still laughing about the Tesla? And the guy turns around and goes, no, I'm laughing at the guy walking to the Tesla. Yeah, he knew it. And, the Democrats are so – I can't believe they're that motivated. You know, bless their heart, as the Texas women say, bless their heart. I can't believe they're that motivated to go vote for double prices, for baby drops over the border – for just the ridiculousness that this administration financially burdened this country with, let alone the idiot's gaffes that is going to land us in a frickin' war. You know, when Trump becomes president, we're going to be in 18 wars. It's going to be nuclear Armageddon.
I know. Scare tactics from the leftist media once again. Never
right.
happened. They always say things that never are going to happen. Those idiots.
Right. And what happened with North Korea when Trump was president? He bowed down to Trump. And
he did.
And he
knew who the power player was.
Yeah. And he didn't shoot off one missile during the entire Trump presidency. Not one. Now he's shooting 80 missiles over to Japan last week. Like, what? And then, you know,
he was waiting for Biden to be installed, and now he can fire off his missiles again. God,
and,
it's amazing.
And then our military thinks it's smart to join with South Korea and put 100 planes up in the air and fly over the Korean Peninsula. So the guy hits the button on like 20 more missiles without the nukes. Like, I mean, you're provoking everybody in the world. You're provoking Putin. You're provoking North Korea. You're provoking China. I mean, what else could you do wrong besides economically in America by printing trillions of dollars? I don't know where we're at with Ukraine right now. I think we're somewhere in the neighborhood of like $500-600 billion to Ukraine. I mean, in another year, it's going to be $1 trillion, another trillion we can't afford.
Oh,
and everybody's wondering,
easy.
I wonder what really sparks inflation. Well, what really sparks inflation is when you print like $7 trillion that you don't have gold backing and you flood it into the system and everybody goes, holy shit, there's a lot of money in the system. I'm going to raise my prices to get that money. That's how inflation works, people.
That's right.
They lift the prices.
I want that money to flow to my company, to my products, to my services,
right.
You bet. Paul,
right.
Thanks a lot, man. Have a great, great night, amigo. God.
All right, man.
Great call. So, so true. The Gladiator's spot on tonight, man. On fire. In fuego. Love that. Well, America triggers everybody sooner or later, right? It's what we do. And it's amazing with the Ukraine and all that going on. We're spending money we don't have, obviously. And it's a bottomless pit over there. I told you. Here's my thing about that, America. We have money for Ukraine. We have money for foreign aid. We have money for China. We have money for all the third world countries to get them over here, right? That seems to be the Democrat plot and plan. We have money for mighty Israel. We have money for other people all over the world, but we don't have enough money to streamline our elections. We don't have enough money to buy better voting machines. We don't have enough money to tabulate votes on election night. We have no money for all of that. That's why, once again, I'm an America First guy. It's the first step. Start thinking about our own country for a change. All the billions and billions we gave to Ukraine and their proxy war against Russia, we could have used those billions over here that could have been given to every state as a grant to revamp your voting machines, your tabulators, all the other equipment and crap we use to count votes. I will go back to paper ballots counted by hand. It's all you need. It's what Russia does, and they can tell you a candidate real quick who won, who lost. Other countries use paper ballots. Oh, but in America, we have to be high tech. We're a digital workforce, by God. We can't do something as rudimentary, Von Wien, as pen and paper, could we? Sure we could. Costs a lot less money. We have a lot less friction. You wouldn't need a higher text and all this other crap. You wouldn't have anybody trying to use a master keystroke at CIA headquarters. If you're out there listening in Langley or other places or a George Soros compound or some hackers group to hack into our election system. And don't say it can never be done. It could be done. Probably has. We just don't know about it yet. But I have a wild imagination. If you're the CIA, if you are pro-Democrat, how easy would it be for you to tamper with America's elections? Not an allegation against them, but it's just my imagination. Well, I base it in fact. They do it in other countries. Get my drift? Who's to say it couldn't happen here? Who's to say a cabal of people got together with tech people, money, billions, millions. They can do all kinds of shenanigans with an electronic system. Paper and pen with people looking over your shoulder, a lot harder to cheat in my book, believe it or not. Other countries do it. There's nothing wrong with going back and doing it that way. They have to get a grip on this mail-in voter crap and the mules. We have a lot of streamlining to do. Because it is true, the voting is not working as it should. Well, if you're the ghost of Arkansas tonight, call into the show. We haven't heard you for a while. Or maybe the lady hitchhiker from L.A. Maybe we'll get the monster from Colorado to call in. We know you're out there. And we hope you call in sometime soon.
And under the direction of Von Weehunt, we will commence bombing tonight on the North Vietnamese communist forces. Our B-52s are airborne, arriving at their destination targets. Communism be damned, we must prevail. And God bless America.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to sit down and listen to the Von Weehunt Show each Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. That enigma code again is blogtalkradio.com, where geopolitics, current events, breaking news, history, and brilliant conjecture and callers will always be a part of the show. So don't be left outside in the cold. This is your secret agent invitation for what awaits you. So come into the radio octagon and Castle on the Rhine, where eagles dare. The Von Weehunt Show. Your mission is to be there to make a better you, to make a stronger neighborhood, and to make America great again. This message will self-destruct in 30 seconds.
Now, we have a lively chat room tonight. If you're on the show or on the internet, you get to our chat room. We've got Lincoln in there, a new member, Ron Reck. Welcome from the Branson, Missouri area. And, of course, Catwoman from Canada. We've had others over the years and months. But check out the chat room. Go in there. It's a good time. Now, about Branson, Missouri, where Ron Reck is from, we have, as Lincoln writes, Branson's a nice area, but it's going downhill quick, in my opinion, due to immigration. He writes, our conservative governor of Missouri imported 17,000 Somalians from Africa into that area. What the hell are 17,000 Somalians doing in Missouri? They should be in Africa. They should be in Somalia. I cannot stand immigration. Africa for Africans. How simple can I make it? Why are we importing more Africans into America? Or anybody from the third world? Of whatever creed, color. If you're purple, if you're yellow, if you're green, I don't care. We got too much of the third world in America. It's ridiculous. Well, America is known for fighting wars, the gladiator said. And sometimes on the battlefield goes like this.
Everybody turned up, got shot. Some they buried alive.
Marine! Colonel?
Marine, what is that button on your body armor?
A peace symbol, sir.
Where'd you get it?
I don't remember, sir.
What is that you've got written on your helmet?
Born to kill, sir.
You write born to kill on your helmet and you wear a peace button. What's that supposed to be, some kind of sick joke?
No, sir.
What is it supposed to mean?
I don't know, sir.
You don't know very much, do you?
No, sir.
You better get your head and your ass wired together or I will take a giant shit on you.
Yes, sir.
Now answer my question or you'll be standing tall before the man.
I think I was trying to suggest something about the duality of man, sir.
The what?
The duality of man, the Jungian thing, sir.
Whose side are you on, son?
Our side, sir.
Don't you love your country?
Yes, sir.
How about getting with the program? Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win?
Yes, sir.
Son, all I've ever asked of my Marines is for them to obey my orders as they would the word of God. We are here to help the Vietnamese because inside every gook, there is an American trying to get out. It's a hardball world, son. We've got to try to keep our heads until this peace craze blows over.
Aye, aye, sir.
Good evening, Gunslinger. He's in the chat room tonight. That was from Full Metal Jacket. Love that movie. Well, Full Metal Jacket's one of the greatest war movies of all time. And as America is approaching war with China and Russia, it's only fitting that I get our troops ready for battle. Here's how it was when my dad was in the military. This is exactly how the drill instructors used to yell at the troops and the new recruits. This is when America was raw, brutal, in your face, and there was no filter, and there was no censor, and they didn't give a damn what your skin color was.
Where are you from anyway, Private?
Sir, Texas, sir!
Holy dog shit, Texas, only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy, and you don't much look like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death, praying for war. But until that day, you are puke. You are the lowest form of life on Earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, dykes, wasps, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless. And my orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not pack the gear to serve in my beloved car. Do you maggots understand that?
Yes, that is how it was back in the day. The Von Wien Show, the Equal Opportunity Offender. If you listen long enough, I'm sure you'll be offended. We don't really care because we're alpha males on this show. I'm your alpha male Generation X host. I don't care. We're not here to make you feel great, though we want you to feel great if you get my drift. But if we offend you, we don't give a rat's ass. That's why the show is brutal in your face. We take no prisoners, and we will conquer where others have failed. How about those apples? Well, let's move on with the show. Anyone out there in Radio Land who votes Democrat, just know the people you support hate you. It's not just conservatives the Democrats hate. They hate everybody in the country. We know that to be true. I strongly believe, to reiterate, that our great people have a right to express themselves, even, God forbid, if it offends someone else's Democrat Marxist ideology. Now, in our new Who Am I series, get this, America. My name is blank in your mind. Now, hear what I say. Guess who this is. My family is worth $500 trillion. We own nearly every central bank in the world. We finance both sides of every war since Napoleon. We own your news. We own your media. We own your wealth in oil and your government. You have probably never heard of me. Who am I? Well, in your mind, let's see if you're right. His name is Jacob Rothschild, the vampire himself. Yes, the Rothschild banking cartel. They always fund the wars. They profit off death, misery, and destruction. You know it's true. The sheer arrogance of the left displays is always on display because they always want to kill the fossil fuel industry. That is the benchmark platform, if you will, foundation of our economy. But they never get rid of the fossils in Washington, D.C., now do they? Those old fossils and hacks. They're there for 30, 40, 50, 60 years. I wish for that funny. They want to get rid of fossil fuels, but they never get rid of the fossils in D.C. Go figure. Well, if you don't think that attacking the oil industry in America is going to have a negative impact on the economy, then you're ridiculous. and you don't know Econ 101. If you don't know, that's cool. That's why you're listening to the Von Wien Show. I learn new things every day. So many things to learn. It's continuous learning on this show. We are always learning. We're always traveling like Indiana Jones down the rabbit hole of truth and justice and the American way, wherever the hell that is. That's also changed. And meanwhile, halfway across the world, America's nuclear apocalypse submarine, did you know, has entered the Mediterranean Sea to get a better shot at Moscow, I'm sure. And regarding communist North Korea tonight, I would tell them this, that we don't want to provoke anybody or trigger any world leader, God forbid, but if one of your missiles from the communist North gets off course, hits one of our national assets, I would wipe you off the face of the earth. Because practice makes perfect, and we're damn good at that. America's damn good at war. Or at least we used to be. But today we're far too concerned about transgender bathrooms on our bases and our nuclear submarines. We can't hire enough gay soldiers. What the F is wrong with you? This country, its symbol is Uncle Sam. America, what got into you? Is Uncle Sam a dysfunctional, broke uncle on his last leg? Seems to be what he is. Well, first Arizona said they expected to have the votes counted by election night. Then they said the next day. So in my view, there's some chicanery going on. Sounds to me like the more they delay, the more they're trying to work to create new votes for Katie Hobbs and Adrian Fontes and others to steal the election. Would not be surprised. I get my wild imagination at work, allegedly, of course. But all while this crap's going on, Biden this week said that Elon Musk is a national security threat. And a reporter called out Biden by asking him how. And the clueless Biden then sort of mumbled and fumbled around and said, well, there's a lot of ways that Elon Musk is a national security threat. America loves turmoil, drama, economic uncertainty, and the political clown show that we now find ourselves in. Did you ever think when you were a kid we would have Obama as a Kenyan Marxist leader installed in our presidency, that we would have Biden, the senile old man, installed in the Oval Office, where up is down, down is up, say he made the extreme mainstream, and it's just amazing. Well, all that's going on, a British nuclear submarine this past week, a Trident II, to be specific, caught on fire. And they had to abort their so-called secret mission. Now, this was a nuclear Trident II submarine by the British Navy. And the new British Indian Prime Minister. By the way, the new Prime Minister is not European white. He's of Indian descent. First one ever in England's history. I keep up on all this stuff. He was at a conference in Egypt, and he was ushered out code red. Saw the video because of this British nuclear submarine. There's a lot of things that are going on, folks, a lot of moving parts, if you will, that are out there, and it's getting stranger by the day, all the stuff happening. Well, when we get back, we're going to hear from the Irish pirate, quickly, and then we'll get to some other calls here. We've got Lincoln on board, too. Get your cocktail. Get ready. I shall return. A little bit of Galaxy of Go-Go there from that movie, Our Man Flint, starring James Coburn, secret agent man. Let's get to the Irish Pirate, and our fun packs are on the way, I think. I hope. We pray. Irish Pirate, how are you doing tonight on the Von Wien Show?
Your wish is definitely on my table. I have at least three items to send you now, and I was working on some this afternoon, so...
Thank you, sir. Thank you. The show salutes you.
I think the one that came out.
How are you doing, man?
Well, it's kind of interesting because Cacao Kelly and I haven't been together much lately. She's been gallivanting around trying to get a hold of a truck that she bought on our first go around way back when, about a month ago. And so she just thought people just take care of it and that type of thing. And they found more problems with it. She flew up there specifically to drive it back down and didn't come back with it. So it was kind of weird. And so
on your recent trip, right? Right.
Well, our first recent trip was to go up there. We didn't plan on buying anything like that. We were just going to go get storage and things like that. And she got the opportunity for the truck and swung the deal. And and that truck is still worth it. She paid $5,000 for it. It's worth, I think, 17. So, and it's got an issue with the ignition that, there's ways that the key goes in and stuff like that. And so just something simple that somebody needs to just take it apart, put it back together and make sure it doesn't jam.
Right.
But,
right, man.
And it's just,
well, we hope she does well. We hope that her truck comes back to life. And we really do for
I think we're going to
our friend
to your house and
Cacao Kelly.
I think we're going to.
Well, it would be very safe at the Von Wien compound. Very safe, surrounded by our shock troops with machine guns. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So anyway, as far as the fun pack, I think the thing you're going to look forward to that you requested that I found was a very easy and very fun edit. Was that series on Back to School, where Rodney Dangerfield is a student coming back after God knows how long.
Oh, that's a classic,
then,
man. That's a good one.
Well, like I said, I'm not much for the profanity in there, but I manage. Obviously, some of it needs to stay in.
It needs to stay in, right. We are at times, as you know, a profane show. We don't advertise it, but...
Well, here's
just you and I talking here and nobody else.
But the only swear words you're going to hear on
always
that
leave some profanity
to,
in. Right.
Yeah, well, the only ones you're going to hear are in reference to people listening to those damn Beatles albums instead of actually serving their country and what they called the commies when they wouldn't give up the 38th parallel.
Good.
Although,
good.
While he's doing that, it's over the breath of Sam Kinison, the instructor, telling you, I like the way you think.
That's
like
the
that.
Best. Sam Kinison was
right
so,
over, the,
we'll
right
see.
Over the top of those commie.
And Irish.
But anyway.
Yes. Now, sometimes, as I've told folks on the show, and just hear me out, it's we don't come on the show, as you know, and it's not a profane show in the sense that we're always saying all the bad words. But I'm a firm believer, and again, our free speech rights and our ability to express ourselves. Sometimes in life, sometimes a cuss word is the only way to get your point across to those leftist damn commies. You know what I mean?
I asked my brother that when he was my brother, I have a twin brother. He was a DJ at age 17, and I asked him that very question. How come you don't swear more on air? And he said, I try not to, and so when it actually slips out, it's very real. And
right.
I had to think about that. Yeah, in other words,
it's the only word sometimes that can express yourself. And as I said on the show, words mean things. I believe you have the right to express yourself, Irish.
Well, and the point
now,
being,
we don't
want to
overdo it.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Even if they are bad words, your attempt to suppress them, if it is overdone by the emotion of the event, that is still a clear indication of how you feel. And I think that's the important thing.
Exactly.
That's why freedom of speech is necessary.
Now, also,
because I'm not naturally a cusser myself, but every once in a while, I not only do say an occasional cuss word, but I actually invent words where they're not in the dictionary, which is just as maddening to some of the people I know.
Love
there's
it.
Nothing wrong with the word
now,
stupider when you got to use it.
Right.
You know?
Now, hold that thought. Right. Now, just
okay.
Hold that thought. Now, getting from the profane word, sometimes, like we were saying, it's the only word that can fully express your emotional outburst, right? The same thing applies to violence. The mafia has cornered the market on what's called well-placed violence. You don't have to, they don't have to kill everybody. They only knock off a few people. And that word gets around about that same concept. And they're feared all over the world. Because well-placed violence, as in countries, sometimes a country or a nation needs some well-placed violence, like the mafia. You don't have to kill all of your enemies at once. You pick and choose your battles. Same thing with words. I'm a firm believer in how effective those concepts are. What are your thoughts?
When I think along those lines, I think about a well-placed removal of a government official is all we need. You know, just to get one. Me personally, I would like to see anybody that has the moxie to be Secretary of State and in charge of elections and then turn around and actually be monitoring their own election for governor of Arizona. I find that to be utterly damn fascinatingly stupid. I think that's
isn't
exactly
that amazing?
I mean,
isn't that amazing?
That's
right.
One of a kind in America, to my knowledge. I don't know of anybody who's ever attempted to pull that off. And the weird thing is,
I agree.
The moment you register to run in such an election, which you get to preside over it, I mean, you would think there would be somebody that would just say, "Okay, that does it. We're going to get rid of Katie Hobbs," right? You would think that would be it. And her opponent brings it up time and time and time again. We mentioned the opponent, but is that necessary? I mean, seriously, this is someone who literally just thinks they are God. They can run for whatever they want. Rules be damned. And, okay, if you didn't, I don't know what the length of time between the registration for a governor's race and election day is, but nobody managed to get anything that anybody would listen to up in a reasonable amount of time. I'm sorry, but people should have been marching in the streets. This is the state of Arizona's governor that's at stake.
I know.
And, well, yeah.
Amazing.
I just think stuff, and that's, well, somebody asked me, they said, "Boy, this is going to be an interesting week." I said, "Look, I don't care if you even absolutely trust everybody that runs all elections. That sounds pretty stupid, but if you do, why aren't the elections therefore transparent to prove they were trustable? Elections are not transparent, therefore it's a farce, period." I mean, I mean all the way down to the point that anybody could, for example, find a way to personally trace their own vote. I mean, if that's the way it has to go. Sure, paper, ballots, and everything else. How about this one, though? If we're going to mail out ballots, how's this one, all you states that think it's cool? You need to make sure that only the proper recipient gets it, so you're on the hook for registered mail, certified return receipt with signature. And maybe, I don't know, find a picture ID or something. Oh, that's illegal, too, probably. So, no, I'm surprised. People just let this stuff go on, and there's not enough attention to real detail. Hey, maybe there is somebody that's really trustworthy out there. I say have at it. Go, you know, go prove that somebody is. But your system doesn't work regardless. So let's not say that this person's trustworthy or that person's trustworthy when the system itself is not trustworthy. Hey, I know what we're going to do. We're going to play fair. We're going to line up three lines, and everybody, you know, each captain gets to pick a player. And then every time captain picks for team number one, all the really good players jump out of line in two and three and go take a pee break or something. And then they come back in when it's time for a select for number one. There's something wrong with your system.
And what's wrong with you?
Trustworthy.
Exactly.
So that's where I absolutely get flabbergasted over all these, you know, you need to have, you know, better tolerance over the over what's happening. And I'm thinking,
oh, there's that word again, tolerance. America, you must be tolerant of all the degenerates in your society. Same for you, Canada. Be more tolerant, damn it. That's how they, that's what they want, right? God.
Somebody should be tolerant. Somebody should try to be more tolerant of me telling the truth then. Because people that tell the truth get banned. People that tell the truth get deplatformed. People that tell the truth get laughed at and say, well, they're obviously liars with no proof and can't show anything. And it's amazing. It's like, and people just
and they say,
allow that to occur.
How dare you? Or as Greta would say, how dare you, Irish pirate? How dare you?
That's how I went to penetrate their cabinet.
And I'm a little bitch. How dare you? And she points her little finger at you. I say, shut in the up in the corner. Put your dunce cap on and turn your face to the wall. I don't want to see you.
No, not the right index finger. No, not that finger. Please don't wave that at me.
That finger. And where the hell has that finger been, Greta? Seriously.
Wow. I mean, and we're grown adults, supposedly educated, and if not educated in a school, at least we
supposedly
went out on the streets and found that everybody else is not playing by those rules. Definitely
well,
not.
As the gladiator said, there's a thing called IQ. If you're in Apache Junction, that stands for your intelligence quotient. Just wanted to let them know out there. For our friends at Apache Junction, God forbid they get mad at me. They have guns out there, you know. Well, let me read you this. Irish, I will riddle you this in the chat room. This is very active tonight. I love it. I write, our founding fathers were very dangerous men. Cat, woman from Canada, had a great line. She writes, we need more dangerous men. What are your thoughts?
I guess dangerous has different values to it. I say dangerous in the ability to express themselves would be ideal. That's what, I'd like to be known to be dangerous as to what I might say, what I might think. And I honestly get that. My family tells me that. My detractors tell me that. We're afraid of what you might say or do. And I'm going like, isn't that the way I should be? Is it? I mean, I'm not trying to tell you that that's bad or good. I would rather be effective. I would rather be respected for what you're going to get when you try to get over on something that shouldn't work. That's how I see that. And so, if you're afraid that I might tell the truth, that's not my problem. That's really not my problem.
Right. Now, Catwoman is in the chat room, and she writes, Vaughn, you're funny. Canadians apologize when somebody else runs them in traffic. That's how tolerant we are. That's crazy. See, in America, they'll pull out a gun, Catwoman. They'll say, are you talking to me with your car? Well, let's have a little chat about that with Mr. Smith & Wesson, you know? that's how we roll over here. Now, just so you know, folks, our show never advocates violence. We do not. We're law-abiding. I only brought up the issue of the mafia as a concept, as a figure of speech. And be very careful. We have many nefarious groups that are listening in, monitoring our every move and word and phrase and utterance. But we want everyone to be peace-loving in America. However, we will talk about the crime in America. We know it's out of control. The floor is yours, Irish.
Well, it's always going to stay out of control if we don't at least have a system that's worth using. And I'm not saying systems have to be more complicated or more strong. So my suggestion is... This happened while I've been looking into the concept of, let's say being personally sovereign. And you say, well, that doesn't mean you want a government. It's like, no, sovereigns understand there is a government. In other words, what are they sovereign from? And the answer is they don't want to be part of a corrupt government. In other words, if it's not legitimate, then you're basically saying, I am not part of something that we know that doesn't work. I think that's the best way to put that. And so the personal sovereignty that you're going to use shouldn't have to be done under Smith & Wesson, although you should be entitled to be able to use it when somebody just absolutely doesn't listen to the law. Because, you know, you can't call 911 and wait for somebody. That's not going to work either.
But, well, the police are being told to stand down. They're not going to go to your residence half the time and they'll say, why are we going? Are you violating somebody's civil rights again? Is that why you're calling us? No, we have a burglar. Are you violating their civil rights following it? No, I have them at gunpoint, but they're trying to rob me. Well, you should let them rob you. It's the new Biden America. Let them take what they want. We'll sing kumbaya, and everybody can go home. We don't want to come out to your house. We don't want to do any work. We're the police. We want to sit around and stand down. It's what we're good at. Now, that is not how all policemen are, of course. That's my caricature of how people have told me they've called up the police on the non-emergency number, and they won't come out. And their response is, are you violating someone's civil rights? We can't accost that man in your front yard. He hasn't broken a law yet. Well, he's trespassing. We still can't do anything. Well, then screw you. I'll handle it myself. How about those apples? Don't do that. Well, why not?
Well, I'd have to ask them. Your civil rights idea doesn't make any sense to me. Can I ask a question?
What they say.
Does being offended – well, I would ask them. Does being offended count as a civil right then? Because right now, if somebody violates what I believe to be trespassing against my property, which is my person, I am offended. So if you don't want to get them for the criminality of the offense, why don't you come over here and lecture them as to how terrible it is to enter my house with a gun? And you better hurry because he might end up dead. Yeah, so it's your job to make sure that my civil rights are not violated before he's unable to be able to correct the situation for me to my liking. So maybe you want to protect him instead. That would be
right.
You kind of like the Quaker.
There's a famous
joke about a Quaker that had observed a burglar in his farm, and he said, excuse me, brother, you are standing where I am about to shoot.
Irish Pirate, great call. We have to move on tonight. We got a lot of calls to get to, buddy. That's one of your best calls ever.
Oh, yeah.
Love it, man. Have a great night. We'll chat again soon. You know it. Thank you, sir. Irish Pirates, folks. Let's get to Lincoln in Flyover Country. I love that. This is Irish Pirate was on last. We got Lincoln up. Hey, Lincoln, how are you doing, man? What's going on? How are things out there?
I'm doing pretty well.
Well,
I'm doing
glad
well
to hear you, man. Good to hear your voice.
And talk about the I want to call and talk about the whole election, midterms, you know, that whole thing.
Let's talk about the midterms, man. What are your thoughts? Isn't it crazy? It's still going on. It's going to go on for all next week, they have said. Incredible.
Well, yeah, that part is ridiculous. I don't know what you got going on in your state there, but it's amazing that you guys, I don't know what it is. Like, for 1 week out of the year, Arizonans forget how to count. I don't understand it.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, there's too much California meth coming over here, I think, or something.
So what I want to talk about,
we got too many immigrants that can't,
you know,
that can't count, man.
Well, that's what I want to talk to you about, actually, was I got bad news for you and your listeners and all the Republicans and conservatives. I got bad news for you. It's not going to get any better, and 2024 is not going to be worse. Because I'll talk about the elephant in the room that no one else will talk about. Fox News ain't going to talk about it. Sean Hannity's not going to talk about it. No one's going to talk about it. But it's the real elephant in the room that no one's going to talk about, which is 90% of blacks vote Democrat again. 70% of Latinos vote Democrat again. Over 60%
right.
of Asians, which are mostly Indians, Pajits, vote Democrat again. The only people in the country that vote Republican, conservative, is whites. So when you say all this dumb shit about, well, as long as they come legally, you're just committing political suicide and it's only going to get worse and it's your fault that it's only going to get worse because at least they come legally.
Yeah, they always say that, don't they? I mean, it's like Trump used to say, and, you know, I want lots more immigrants coming to America, but I want them to come legally. It's going to be huge. Going to be huge. I used to cringe. I go, no, we don't want any more legal or any more illegal immigrants. Enough's enough, man. That's right. That's where me and him part ways. Love the guy. I voted for him, but come on, enough's enough. America's crowded.
Well, he actually said
we don't have enough room for the whole world.
More immigration than ever.
I know. That's what he said. Than ever in our history. No, no, no. We don't need that. I agree. That's bullshit.
So any Republican that says, well, as long as they come legally, you're committing political suicide and you just can't see it.
You are.
Because it doesn't
matter. I agree with you.
You're committing political suicide. Any Republican candidate that says, oh, more immigration than ever, they just have to come legally, you're committing political suicide because you're scared to be called racist.
That's right. They're so afraid of words and labels. I would say you call me whatever the hell you want. I'll do what's right. How about that for a change? Whatever happened to doing the right thing? Everyone's afraid in America. They're all a bunch of bitch boy candidates. Afraid to say anything because their handlers told them, don't say this, don't ruffle these feathers. You know, media's not going to like you. We're not going to get some free air. Oh, my God, we lost some donors, lost some sponsors. Same thing with radio shows and TV shows and political candidates. I'm the only show where I carry it myself. Right now, we do not have a sponsor. And when I've had sponsors before, I've told them, if you have tried to say, well, I would like you to say this, if I agree with it, I'll do it. But if I don't, I'll tell them I have 100% creative control. All you do as a sponsor is you cut the check. That's all you do. That's your job. Cut the check. Shut up. You're not going to tell me how to run the show or what to say.
Fox
ever.
News and One America News and Newsmax and all these conservative shows, they'll go on and on about, oh, the red tsunami in Florida and DeSantis, you know, and he reached out and got the Hispanics. No, he didn't. 70% of Hispanics voted for Democrats. You know how there was a big red wave or whatever the hell you want to call it in Florida? That's because a whole lot of white people left New York and New Jersey and all this area, and they moved to Florida. So all these white people took their votes and moved to Florida. 70% of Hispanics vote for Democrats. Yeah, he might have got some Cubans that came here that are social conservatives that voted for him or whatever. But the Republicans and your Sean Hannity, they won't talk about the fact that it was all the old white boomers that moved from the Northeast to Florida during COVID that got him all
conservative. That's right. That's right, because they knew damn well they were moving to a conservative state. And that's another big elephant in the room that, again, you can't bring up Whitey on TV. Or they'll be called a racist. You're a racist. How dare you say it wasn't the that it was the whites. See? DeSantis got some Hispanic votes in Miami-Dade. That's a fact. But I agree with you. Not enough to tip the scales. They're trying to make it sound like he got millions and millions of Hispanics in Miami-Dade County. The big Democrat stronghold. Not correct. I agree. They've embellished that story completely. They're afraid to talk about the truth. I've always told you folks, we go wherever the truth leads us. And if it leads us to the out-of-state whites that moved to Florida, then we're concerned, that's where the story ends. That's where the story goes. That's where the show goes.
It's the elephant in the room that no one will talk about, that election, whether it be 2022, 2020, 2018, 2016, 2014, every 2 years that you can look at it. Just go look at the voting statistics, the Democrats. Every 2 years, the only block of people that vote conservative at all, not just overall, but at all, more than 50% conservative, are white people. Not a single other group does. Well, you're Jews.
I know.
Jews are like 96% Democrat.
That's right. Oh, yeah. The Jews in America are a heavily Democrat party. Always have been. Always will be. Oh, you get a few that are conservative Jews, Mr. Goldstein, Mr. Cohen. But on the whole, as a tribe, they vote Democrat. Nine times out of 10.
Even more than blacks.
That's right.
Even more than blacks.
Because think about it. They're called the tribe. The tribe sticks together. It's just a fact of life. But, yeah, those are good comments all. All these little groups in America, they always vote for the Democrat Party, don't they? Time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fact of life.
That's
really well, Leaky, great comments,
bad
man.
Bad news for so it's just, I mean, it's not going to get any better. I mean, it's everyone predicted this red wave, and everyone predicted all this stuff, and I told you.
Not me.
Not going to happen because demographics will never, ever allow a conservative party to win a big thing because of demographics.
And,
as the great Pat Buchanan said, demographics are destiny. Either the Republican Party ends immigration or immigration ends the Republican Party. Pat Buchanan.
That's right. And that's how I knew there wasn't going to be a red wave. I told everybody a year ago, months ago, on many shows, I said there's not going to be a red wave. And everybody would call me later after the show, to be emails, but Vaughn, you don't get it. I said, no, I get it. You don't get it. The demographics of this country are going to kill us. And again, it's nothing against Hispanic people or if you're a recent immigrant from wherever. It's just a fact. The most third world immigrants vote Democrat. They lean Democrat, and they never lean back to conservatism or the Republican Party. They will pull the lever for blue. It's part of their culture even. They've been taught and told if you vote for Democrats, you get money, cash, and prizes. Republicans will give you nothing or very little. Democrats promise them cash and prizes. Well, who the hell are you going to vote for? You're going to vote for the blue lever, the Democrats, every time.
And you're going to have Fox News and all these talking heads on Fox News saying, well, it was because the Republicans, it was because of abortion. No, it wasn't. It was not because of abortion. I guarantee there wasn't many women out there or men or who, whatever, faggots, whatever, that was like, well, goddamn, I was going to vote Republican, but because of abortion, I'm not going to anymore. No, everyone that was pro-life voted Republican anyway. Everyone that was pro-choice was already pro-choice. No one out there said, well, I was going to vote for Republicans, but now this abortion thing, so I better vote Democrat. No one did that. They're dancing around and making up every single issue they can to not talk about the real issue, which is non-white immigration.
Yeah, well, no, there are some women that I have seen interviewed here locally that you aren't privy to that did say, you know, I voted Republican in the past, but I didn't like the comments made by Carrie Lake, so I held my nose and I voted for Katie Hobbs. I have heard some of those comments, but yeah, it's not enough to trump the demographics. And that's the guiding thing here in this country. Demographics are going to make us or break us, folks.
Demographics are destiny.
They are. Lincoln, thanks so much, man. Great call. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Spot on comments, buddy. You bet. Hail victory, my friend. Demographics, demographics, demographics. The big elephant in the room no one's talking about in the midterms. And we think it's going to get better with two more years of millions upon millions of third world immigrants pouring over the Mexican border. And by the way, they're not all Mexican. They've interviewed these people. There are people there from China, Guatemala, Venezuela, Nicaragua, El Salvador, even Poland and Romania. They were trying to escape the Ukrainian war. Smart move, guys. They flew over to Mexico, and they were hiking to the American border to get away from Putin and his Red Armies. God, that's the real world that we live in. Let's get to American Scotch in Wyoming. American Scotch, welcome to the Von Wiegand Show. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Good. Good evening, Von. I just wanted to
good evening, buddy.
This is going to be a special show tonight with the the antics as of Tuesday. I've posted a lot on your Gab link. I've linked to you on a lot of these posts, and I know this is going to
good.
Be a
good. I saw several
because they've already got video proof of when you hover your mouse, your cursor over some of these, active website reporting statistical articles that they will show the county by county. They'll show the state by state. They'll show voting percentages, red versus blue, Hochek versus the other guy. The amount of manipulation is so outrageous that I just tell all the listeners that are on your show, just take a look at your Gab page. Look at the links that I put up there. This election was just a mop-up duty showing the amount of fraud that has been going on, not just this time, not just 4 years ago in 2 years ago in 2020, not just in 2016 or 2018's midterms. This is going to show the Electoral College has been an absolute scam for all of your and I's lives. And, you and I are Gen Xers. I mean, we're talking even the baby boomers. Just because the machines came on the scene in 2000 during the hanging Chad fiasco of Florida with Gore v. Bush.
Right. I remember that as a kid,
Remember that when the guy kept looking at the ballot?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Jesus, just tell me where.
Love that.
How hard is it to read a ballot?
Right.
All the machines did was made this easier and more centralized for them to cheat. They've been cheating on these elections for decades, stuffing ballot boxes on the border in Texas. LBJ back in the day, I mean, he made it famous. It's been going on even during the early 1900s. But this election, there's been presidential executive action orders documents that I have posted descriptions on your page with links to my page and your page together. And it describes what is going on behind the scenes. This is not a normal election. We all know that, whether you just heard me say it for the first time or not. Everybody knows this is absolutely outrageous. Everybody. Everybody knows this is absolutely beyond the pale that somebody like Fetterman, who was walking around like he just rolled out of bed with a Carhartt hoodie on and baggy gym clothes. This guy is better dressed than some of the guys that I work out with at the gym. And he's showing up on debate stages looking like he just rolled out of bed with his half-shaven face and, sounding like he's straight off of Sling Blade, dribbling at the mouth and talking about biscuits and mustard. The guy's a freaking
Sling Blade. Great visual.
Complete retard.
Yeah.
That's what Fetterman is. this guy beat Dr. Oz. I'm not saying Dr. Oz is a great candidate, but flipping it around from the other direction, Dr. Oz lost to a retarded stroke victim. You've got to.
That's what I'm saying, right?
After the last few years. I mean, Pennsylvania, I you're in Arizona. I'm up where I'm at. I've got friends in Oregon and Washington State. They're all paying even more than you are in gas. They're at $6 for diesel, $7 for diesel. I know you're not low. Pennsylvania's worse. Their gas prices are even worse. And these people are going to turn around and vote for Fetterman. Are you kidding me? I mean, come on, guys. This thing is an operation. I've been saying this. I know it sounds, I mean, it's fatiguing to people, but I'm telling you, Americans, you run into anybody on the street, unless you're down where you're at in Tempe on the campus of ASU, or I'm down near Boulder where you've got a bunch of crazy-ass college kids high on weed all day long who don't know jack shit about the world. No one's voting Democrat anymore. Nobody's voting Democrat anymore, period. End of story. That's the bottom line, because everybody's affected by these goddamn gas prices. The only people that aren't are Tesla owners, and their cars are exploding when too much water hits the engine block. I mean, you just can't even write this shit. The amount of people that have been screwed on their voting the last five elections, midterms and regular presidential, it's incredible. Won every single state in 2020, 80% plus. I've said this before, and the turnouts were even higher this last midterm because of the damage that Biden and Harris and company and the fake administration have done. I mean, nobody's right. Liking these gas prices. I mean, it's just, for example, let's take a look at Texas. Let's take a look at Texas, okay? I lived there for many years. One of the usually more conservative states. It's gotten more purple with Californians invading it. Lots of illegals.
Tons.
When about 50% of the vote was in, Federal Rourke Vaughn had over 3 million votes. And Greg Abbott at the time, at the very snapshot in time, had 3.9 million. You're telling me that only 800,000 votes separated a complete douchebag.
A lot of Democrats have moved into Texas. California moved in there. I have friends there too, and they report in. They go, man, this state's changed. And also tons of immigration, demographics again. And they vote Democrat. It takes two or three generations for a Mexican family to really start, not all, but I'd say the vast majority, it takes them two or three generations to flip Republican. Because by then, they're established. They're making more money, and they're starting to view the world and reality a little bit differently than what they've been told, you know?
Right.
But it takes a while.
Yeah.
It takes decades. It doesn't happen that quickly. And all these Republicans, they go, they'll vote for us because they're family-oriented. That's more BS. They're family-oriented, but they still rely on a government check. Not all, but many of them do to – you know, they have a lot of kids. La familia, baby, right? Big families. Takes lots of money. Lots of food. They need a lot more tacos. You know? And I love tacos.
Right.
But my thing is, these people that come over, I love Mexican food. Love it. Love my fajitas. Love my carne asada. My Mexican rice, good. But my point is, the demographics have really affected Texas in a negative way, and Arizona in a negative way. Florida is doing well. They got the good ones, it seems, but not us.
Right.
Well, but you're on a great roll, man. Go ahead.
Well, I think what we're seeing here, if we take off the emotions, which is very difficult to do because we're so angry. We were angry before Tuesday from 2 years
right.
ago. We've been angry since 2016 with impeachment one, impeachment two, Ukraine fiasco, Adam Schiff, and Nadler pontificating and soapboxing for absolutely nothing, log jamming everything Trump wanted to do. And he did a lot, but he could have done 10 times more had he not been impeded by these bastards. But what I think is going on here is I think that there's going to be an unveiling of so much cheating. Vaughn, it's going to be so outrageous. It's going to be so insane to just in your neck of the woods for Katie Hobbs to be ahead in any way, shape, or form in front of Carrie Lake after the performance of her party the last 2 years, the fact that she wouldn't debate, she pulled another Biden basement scam by not wanting to crawl out from her freaking basement.
That's right.
She had basement. But, you know, Katie wouldn't come out. She wouldn't debate. I mean, or, Hobbs wouldn't come out. And Katie even said, I will give you all of the questions. I'll give you all of the advantages. She still wouldn't do it. And we're supposed to believe that these numbers are real. They're absolutely fabricated. And I'm telling you right now, I'm standing by this for everybody. I
agree.
Whitmer was put up there and is a sham. I mean, Hochuk, the governor of New York, after the last 2 years of that state's performance, she's made Cuomo look good. She's made Cuomo look good.
I know.
And they had 75%
That's true.
Winning, and that wasn't even 5 o'clock your time.
I know.
To 25%. And you've got to be kidding me. I mean, they're just pulling a Stalinist, pure bullshit election right here. And all that's left now is the proof of it. That's what's coming. Now, the word is military's out. Military's going to handle this. I believe it. Why do I believe it? Because Brazil's already on its way. And Brazil is the model case for our country. Same thing happened down there. Same outrageous cheating. Same ridiculous amounts of numbers that we're supposed to believe Lula lost beat Bolsonaro. Bolsonaro was getting people by the millions outside at these events. Lula couldn't even fill a freaking closet. And it's the same damn thing all over again. It's the same thing here. Fetterman, Oz. Granted, Oz is no great candidate. I don't like him. I mean, I don't like him at all. But, I mean, Fetterman is an absolute joke.
Right. Oz looks like a freaking genius compared to Fetterman. That's why I said in my monologue, we did not have subpar candidates if you compare them to the Democrats.
Right.
Our candidate pool was fine. No problem with they're all it's like Lincoln said, they're pointing fingers at everything. It's the candidates. It's abortion.
Right.
It's demographics. Right. It's killing
this
country.
This whole thing is idiocracy in real life. This is just like the movie. We're supposed to believe this
yes.
is real. It's not. None of this is real. None of these. Dude, tell me one thing. I don't care. You probably have no Democrats listening to your show, but I'm just going to throw these questions out there in the off chance that they listen. There's nothing to be excited about with their party. Why would they be motivated to vote? To save abortion rights? I don't buy it. I don't buy it. The only people that are doing that are the women that are above the age of 35, that are single, divorced, they're living with 15 cats, they've got 15 shades of different colored hair, and that's the only thing that they're running around about because they've got
yes.
nothing else to worry about. Now, you tell me, what is
that's
the
right.
percentage of the demographic of 330 million in this country? You're talking maybe what? Maybe 15 million people total that I just described of that demographic?
Right.
There's not that many of them. There's not. Crazy
I know.
Left-wing, white, liberal women is a sliver of the population, and we're supposed to think that demographic has been transposed into all of these major victories that the Democrats are claiming in all 50 states. I don't buy it at all. I don't buy it at all. Michigan, my God, what state has gotten more shit-hammered economically than the state of Michigan in this country
exactly.
the last 2 years? Honestly. I mean, it was going to come around. Trump had it turned around. He was bringing manufacturing back.
He had
all those events. Remember Milwaukee? What a big event that was, the shipbuilding contracts he was bringing in there?
Yes.
I mean, I tell buddies all the time, if I had to buy stock in any state, if it was a company, for a turnaround when Trump, if he does come back, if there is plans for a NATSOC government that brings this country like full speed ahead, it's going to be the Rust Belt states. They're going to turn around like a 180 degrees vertical. They're going to become so wealthy. The jobs are going to be so insanely good up there in Lansing, Detroit, Milwaukee,
yes,
Cleveland.
As they used to be.
Exactly. All you got to do
Most
is
Americans don't know that Detroit, Michigan, was once one of the richest cities in America. Fact.
It was insane.
You can Google
it. Absolutely.
People don't believe me?
You know what?
It was filthy rich. Michigan was known as the state of millionaires. They would work
That's
in Detroit.
Right.
They had lake houses at the Great Lakes and on Lake Michigan.
That's right.
Big spreads, big boats, big lake parties. Oh, yeah, living was good. Steaks and lobster, baby, and crab cakes.
Amen.
You bet.
And that's coming back. That will come back when this country gets cut from this globalist bullshit, gets away from offshoring our stuff, starts making stuff here again. The industrialization will not go to Arizona where there's no water. It won't go to Colorado where it's landlocked. It's going to go to the Great Lakes. They've got waterways to ship stuff in and out. They've got water for the heavy industry. It's going to go right back there. It's not going to be reinvented somewhere else.
I know.
The South makes But the Michigans and the Ohios and the Wisconsins and the Minnesotas with 3M and the mining, that place is going to go absolutely nuclear. It's going to be so fucking good. But in the last 2 years, they've shit themselves to death with Whitmer and Biden. And you're telling me that they reelected Gretchen Whitmer? Vaughn, I'm sorry. It's laughable. It's laughable.
No, man.
No way.
American Scotch, great call, buddy. I totally agree. It's a clown show, and more than that, thank you, sir. Great call.
You got it.
Have a great night. Oh. American Scotch from Wyoming. Good call, man. Good analysis there of all the elections. Spot on. And let's get to the gunslinger. He's been on hold for a while, but first, we must play his promo.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
Let's get the gunslinger on, man. How's it going from Texas? How are you doing, sir? Welcome to the show.
Well. At least we don't have old Beat-Off, okay, as governor. Thank God. Okay. You talk about...
No doubt. You beat back the Beto mongrel hordes. Seriously. The Beto Marxists was defeated. Thank God. For now.
One.
But he'll come back. He always comes back and runs for something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they
he wants to get his name out there. They never go away. He ran for Senate and lost. He ran for Congress and lost. Ran for governor and lost. He's a loser. But Democrat losers always come back to haunt the people of the great state of Texas.
Ran for president and lost. There's another one there. You know, he tried to do
another
that.
One. Where he jumped on tables like a little kid.
Yeah. Like a little, I mean, I can't believe people would even consider even speaking that fool's name. And, you know, jumping up tables and the first thing I'm going to do, I'm going to take your guns. Really, you mother, you know, water, you going to get my guns. Come after it, boy. Okay. You think you got the numb nuts to do it? This is the gunslinger saying that. Okay. Yeah.
Right
that
now, really, I have a question for you, gunslinger. Governor Abbott, he's been up there for a while now, and Lincoln had a good point in the chat room, which we brought up before on the show. Have demographics gotten better under Governor Abbott? Or what is his plans to close up that Texas border, man? Because you guys are getting inundated. 10 times worse than Arizona or California.
Well,
has he talked about that in local news or anything?
It's great that they're busing these idiots off to someplace else. Thank God.
Yeah,
at least that's a start.
He was doing that, but I mean, that's just a little, that's kind of
a little
political sideshow. I love it, but there's millions coming in, seriously. Is he going to bring out the Texas National Guard? With guns?
He's going to have to.
And tell Biden to F off? He damn well better have to.
You know,
yeah,
because
do it. Stop talking about it and do it.
Send the DPS.
You know?
Send the state.
People want, right, they want action. They want action.
They want action, and they want this damn shit to stop. Okay, and the only way you're going to stop
right.
this kind of stuff is by that little thing that goes boom, boom. The little pea shooters,
right.
peacekeepers, that's what they are. What do you think the freaking founding fathers did? Okay? Did they not use violence? Come on, people.
They did. That
violence?
Was my point in the show. Our founding fathers used well-placed violence. They did not negotiate with the king.
Nope.
They said, you bring your army over here, we're going to decimate you. We're going to slaughter you.
We're going to shoot your ass.
We're going to tomahawk your fucking head. Damn right.
What did they do?
My people were there. They did that.
Yeah. And what did they do? They shot their ass. Plain and simple.
That's right. You bring them over, they're dead. America will be their mass grave. MFers.
Violence.
Twice we did that.
Yeah, violence in some form is good. Because if we didn't
sometimes,
have violence,
yes,
then,
you need it.
Yeah, if we didn't have it back then, during the Founding Fathers Day, we wouldn't have this country that we have today. What made this country the three G's, God, guns, and guts, made this country?
That's right.
Not wimped out freaking men, okay, like they have today, ballless. I mean, what do you call them? This is ridiculous.
Soy boys.
There you go. Silly boys.
Soy boys. Our founding fathers were dangerous men, and they shot the British redcoats twice. Revolutionary War, they came back in 1812. We slaughtered them again, and it was hand-to-hand combat. And by God, you were out there. If you wanted to defend your farm, your ranch, I would grab my musket, you damn right.
That's right.
We'll beat them back into the ocean.
You know, but today, but look at the ballless men that are out there today. Oh, a good example is that freaking shooting down here in South Texas, Uvalde down there. You have gutless. I mean, gutless. So-called law enforcement people. Are you serious? You've had all those kids in there that. They stood outside a unlocked door, for God's sakes, for an hour and 10 minutes while lead was ripping through the flesh of those children. How sick can you get, people? Come on. I mean, this really bundles my feathers, let me tell you, if I had
to. Oh, let me tell you, my blood was boiling over that, too. If that was your son or your daughter in that school, I would tell the police, get out of my way. If you don't have the balls to go in there, I will. You can arrest me later.
That's right. Or you can shoot me later, but you better shoot me